One
keep
minute,
going.
one minute. Go ahead,
Okay.
go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Ganadhar Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 18 and text number, I think it's 82 onwards.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Please accept my pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Thank you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kaumataki Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila. Thank you very much, Kaumataki Mataji, Priti Vilasini Mataji, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. We are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And before we begin, let us chant our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojau Radha Madana Mohanau Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumad Shrimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau Shrimad Radha Shrila Govinda Devau Prishthali Bhise Vyamano Smarami Shriman Rasa Rasarabhi Vamshi Vata Tatastita Karshana Venu Swanaira Gopir Gopinath Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you very much for your kind association. And we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And we are reading from the 18th chapter entitled Rescuing the Lord from the Sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the last 12 years of his pastimes on this earth planet, he lived continuously in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Diti Suvalitam Naum Krishna Swarupam. He is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, but with the mood, with the emotions, with the love, with the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. And he was associating very intimately with Sri Ramananda Raya and Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami. Ramananda Raya is an incarnation of Vishakha Sakhi, and Sarup Damodar Goswami is an incarnation of Sri Lalita Sakhi. So with his most intimate associates, Srimati Radharani, in the association of Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi, is teaching Krishna what is Radha Prem, what is the love of Srimati Radharani. So that is what we are discussing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting the ultimate in terms of love of Godhead, in terms of Krishna Prema. The highest zenith, the parakashtha of Krishna Prema, the highest zenith that can be reached in Krishna Prema, the Madanakya Mahabhav, is Radha Bhav. The love of Srimati Radharani. And that is one thing that Krishna does not know. Even though he is a supreme personality of Godhead, even though he is Sarvagya, there is one thing that the omniscient Lord Sri Krishna does not know. And that is, what is the greatness of the love of his devotees? So therefore, to relish that, to taste that, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his guru is Srimati Radharani, and her assistants are Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi. So this wonderful Leela is taking place in the Gambhira, the small room of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri Dham. So there are certain pastimes of Krishna that can be discussed in public. And there are certain pastimes of Krishna, especially with the young gopis of Vrindavan, the Vrajavadhus, headed by Srimati Radharani, which are not to be discussed in public. Why? Because there is a certain vidhi, there is a certain way, our acharyas explain, where different pastimes of Krishna are to be accepted. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a public place, surrounded by all sorts of people, he would just do Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Haraya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Nama, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Keshavaya Nama, different names of Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 Rakshamam, Krishna, 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 Pahimam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. You would just do Nam Sankirtan. Mainly Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And engage everyone in Nam Sankirtan. And thereby, he would give them Krishna prema. When he was with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he discussed the most esoteric scriptures like Sri Gita Govinda of Srila Jayadev Goswami, Srila Bilva Mangalacharya's Krishna Karanamrita, and other similar books, the poetry of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and the writings of Sri Ramananda Rai, and certain sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. This was what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night relished with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, not with general public. When he was with very high class scholars like Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Prakashananda Saraswati, he would discuss philosophy, he would discuss Shastra, he would discuss Vedanta Sutra, the Brahma Sutras, because they were very learned scholars and they were intellectuals. So with them, Mahaprabhu dealt like that. But with those with whom he was most intimate, with those with whom he was more intimate even than Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda, there were some devotees with whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was even more intimate with, even more than Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And these devotees are Sri Roop, Sri Sanatan, Sri Raghunath, our Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. To them, Mahaprabhu gave his most intimate mercy. With them, he shared his heart. With Raghunath Das Goswami, with Sri Sanatan Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu shared his heart. Therefore, we say, Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam. The Abhishta, the deepest desire of Mahaprabhu, he shared with the Goswamis, who are the Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, from Goloka Vrindavan. They are even more intimate with Srimati Radhana than even the Ashtasakhis. Hare Krishna. Shri Rupa Manjari, Shri Rati Manjari, Shri Prema Manjari, Shri Lavanga Manjari, they are more intimate with Srimati Radharani than even Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi. Services with even Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi cannot render. Those are rendered by Shri Rupa Manjari. And with these Goswamis, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shared his heart. And what is that heart? That is the writings of these Goswamis. Stavamala, Stavavali, all these very, very esoteric books are coming from the hearts of the six Goswamis. And whatever Mahaprabhu injected in their heart, that is what they poured out through their writings. So we see how Mahaprabhu dealt with different devotees in a different way. Isn't it? With the crowds of people, he would do Nam Sankirtan. He would preach. With the intellectuals, he would have discussions on Vedanta Sutra. With Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he would discuss esoteric scriptures. And with his most intimate associates, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, even though physically he was not with them so much, but he gave them deepest intimacy to them. He slapped Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami wrote that beautiful verse and stuck it on the roof of Thakur Haridas's Bhajan Kutir at Siddha Bakul. For Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he sent his Kopin. Hare Krishna. So Mahaprabhu gave his most intimate mercy to the Goswamis. When Sanatan Goswami's body was covered with pus and blood and foul smell, Mahaprabhu would tightly embrace him every single day and take that pus and blood on his own Shri Anga, on his own transcendental body, and say that this is more fragrant than Chatushama. This is more fragrant than camphor, musk, sandalwood, and aguru. The fragrance of the pus and blood from the ulcers of Sanatan Goswami. This is some intimacy. This is some love. So So Mahaprabhu gave his deepest affection and love to the Goswamis, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are Manjari maid servants in the spiritual world. So just like Mahaprabhu dealt with different devotees in a different way, different sections of Shastra have to be dealt with in a different way. Bhagavad Gita is for everyone. Many sections of Srimad Bhagavatam are for newcomers. Kunti Stuti, Bhishma Stuti, Gajendra Stuti, Gajendra Moksha, Seventh Canto, Prahlad Maharaj, for everyone. If someone wants to understand philosophy, even in greater detail than Bhagavad Gita, study the Dvadasha Skanda, study the 11th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, profound philosophy. But then there are certain sections of Srimad Bhagavatam which are not meant for everyone. They are meant for serious devotees. And that is the 10th canto. And then even within the 10th canto, there are certain sections like Gopi Geet, like Bhramar Geet. Specifically these two songs, Bhramar Geet and Gopi Geet. These two chapters are actually meant for the Rasika Vaishnavas. They are not even meant for Sadhakas. So just like Srimad Bhagavatam has certain sections which are meant for the topmost Paramahamsas. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also there are pastimes which are meant for everyone. Pastimes which are meant for serious devotees and pastimes which are meant for liberated Rasika Vaishnavas like our Guru Varga, like Srila Prabhupada. So these are not to be spoken in public. When our sadhana is good, we should read them privately at home. We should read them privately at home. And in the more mature stage, with Sajatiya Sangha, with one or two trusted, sincere, serious, advanced devotees, we may even discuss. So these pastimes are meant to be discussed, but in a small assembly of one or two devotees, like-minded devotees, Sajatiya devotees. Like Mahaprabhu exemplified. Mahaprabhu is also our Acharya. He's teaching us. He discussed these pastimes only with Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodara Goswami. Not in a public place. Never. So the section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that we are reading today falls in this category. It is the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. Our Manobhishtam, our deepest desire is to one day enter these pastimes and assist the assistance of Sri Rupa Manjari in these pastimes. There is no doubt about this. That is our aspiration. However, these intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna should not be discussed in public for several reasons. One is that Srila Prabhupada tells the story that once there was a cow in a cowshed and there was a fire in the cowshed. So after that, when the cow was rescued, whenever she would see anything orange, yellow that resembled the color of fire, the cow would get panicky, get scared. So similarly, because we have seen the fire of mundane lust. Atmendirya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam. Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. Srila Kaviraj Goswami defines lust and love. Lust means Atmendriya Priti Icha. Sense gratification. To want to satisfy one's own senses is called Kam. And Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. And if you want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, it is called love, prem. But because we have seen the fire of lust in this material world, in our material existence, we have experienced it, we have been prey to the fire of lust for so many births. When we see Radha and Krishna together, we see them through the lens of lust. Just like a cow who has seen one's fire in the cowshed, whenever she sees yellow, orange color that resembles the color of fire, she thinks it's fire. So we see Radha and Krishna together and we see there is lust. Radha and Krishna are having water sports in the Yamuna. We see there is lust, lust, lust. Cannot be lust. Vikriditam Vrajavadhum, that verse is there in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukdeva Goswami says that anyone who with faith hears the pastime of the Rasa Leela, and this is Rasa Leela in today's section. It is the continuation of Rasa Leela. After Rasa Leela, Radha and Krishna along with the gopis, they go into the soothing waters of Yamuna. So anyone who faithfully hears the pastimes of the Rasa Leela, the Ridrog of Kaam, the heart disease of lust will be permanently destroyed. Will be permanently destroyed. Whereas when we watch lust in this material world, like Ajamil saw, a man and a woman engaging with each other under the influence of lust. By seeing that, he fell down. His lust increased. When Saubari Muni saw two fish coming together to satisfy their lust, his lust increased. So in this material world, when we hear or we see or we speak about topics of lust, our lust increases. The fire of lust increases. But Srila Shukdeva Goswami is saying, and he is testimony to this, because he himself is a brahmacharya. And Parikshit Maharaj also has given up everything, just wearing kopin and sitting, given up all sense gratification. He is also testimony to the fact that by hearing faithfully the Rasa Leela, our heart disease of lust is permanently destroyed. And so many sadhus in the history of Vaishnavism are evidence for this fact. So Rasa Leela is not under the influence of lust. If it were so, then by hearing about it, our lust will increase. But when the Paramhamsas, the devotees, they are saying that by faithfully hearing and reading about Rasa Leela, our Ridrog of Kaam, heart disease of lust, will be permanently destroyed. However, out of respect for Radha and Krishna, who are our Ishtadev, we don't want others to misunderstand. Therefore, we will not discuss this in public. But it should be read privately. As long as we are chanting our rounds, at least 16 rounds every day, and we are trying our best to follow the four regulative principles, and we have taken Guru Padashraya, we have taken shelter of bona fide spiritual master, then Srila Prabhupada is speaking to us through these pastimes. We can read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read Chaitanya Charitam privately. We should not speak about it publicly. So, we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and therefore we will read the verses, but we will not read the word-to-word meaning or the translation. It is meant, the translations and purports and the synonyms are meant for private reading. So I hope everyone can see the screen. We are in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 18, text number 82 onwards. So these are beautiful, this beautiful poetry. We can hear it, we can read it, and we can relish it in our heart. Just by reading it, we will become purified. So verse number 82.
तीरे रही देखी आमी सखी गाना संगे एका सखी सखी गाने देखाए से रंगे पट्ट वस्त्र अलंकारे समर्पिया सखी कारे सूक्ष्म शुक्ल वस्त्र परिधान कृष्णालैया कांतागण कैला जलावगान जल केली रचिला सुथाम सखी हे देखा कृष्ण मेरा जल केली रंगे गोपी गण करिणी रसांगे कृष्ण मत करीवर चंचलाकर पुष्कर गोपी गाना करिणी रसांगे। आरंभीला जल केली अन्योने जल फेला फेली हुड़ा हुड़ी वर्षे जल धार। सबे जय पराजय नाही किछु निश्चय जल युद्ध बढ़िला अपार। वर्षे स्थिरा तड़ी दान चिंचे श्याम नव घन घन वर्षे तड़ित उपारे। सखी गणेर नयन तृष्ट चातक गण से अमृत सुखे पाया करे। प्रथमे युद्ध जला जली तबे युद्ध करा करी तार पाछे युद्ध मुखा मुखी। तबे युद्ध रिदारी दी तबे हैला रदार दी तबे हैला युद्ध न खाना की। सहस्र कर जल से के सहस्र नेत्र गोपी देखे सहस्र पद निकट गमाने। सहस्र मुख चुंबने सहस्र वपु संगमे गोपी नर्म सुने सहस्र काने। कृष्ण राधा लैया बले गेला कंठ दग्न जले छाड़ी लाता हजाहा अगात पानी। ते हो कृष्ण कंठ धारी भासे जले र उपारी गजोत खाटे याई चे कमालीनी। जत गोप सुंदरी कृष्ण तत रूप धरी सवार वस्त्र करिला हराणे। जमुना जल निरमल अंग करे झलमल सुखे कृष्ण करे दर्शने। पद्मी नीला तास खिचाय कैला कारो सहाय तरंग हस्ते पत्र समर्पीला। केह मुक्त केश पाश आगे कैला दोवास हस्ते केह कंचुली धरीला। कृष्णेर कल राधा सने गोपी गण से क्षण हेमाब जवन गेला लुकाईते। आकंठ वपु जले पैसे मुखा मात्र जले भासे पद्मे मुखे ना पारी चीनीते। एथा कृष्ण राधा सने कैला ये आचिला माने गोपी गाना अन्वेषिते गेला। तबे राधा सूक्ष्म माती जानिया सखी रस्ती सखी मध्य आसिया मिली लीला। जत हे माप जजले भासे तत नीलाब तर पाशे आसी आसी कर ये मिलाना। नीलाब जे हे माप जे थे के युद्ध हया पत्ते के कौतुके देखी क्रीरे सखी गाना। चक्रवाक मनडल पृथक पृथक युगल जल हैते करिला उद्गम उठिला पद्म मंडल पृथक पृथक युगल चक्रवाके कैला आच्छादन उठिला बाहुरकोत्पल पृथक पृथक युगल पद्म गणे रकैला निवारण पद्म चाहे लुटी नीते उत्पल चाहे राखीते चक्रवाक लागी दुहारण पद्मोत्पल अचेतन चक्रवाक सचेतन चक्रवाके पद्म आस्वादय इहा दुहार उल्टा स्थिति धर्म हैला विपरीति कृष्णेर राजे ऐछे न्याय मित्रेर मित्र सहवासी चक्रवाके लुटे आसी कृष्णेर राजे ऐछे व्यवहार अपरिचि शत्रुर्मित्र राखे उत्पल ऐ बड़ चित्र ऐ बड़ विरोध अलंकार अतिशक्योक्ति विरोधाभास दुई अलंकार प्रकाश करी कृष्ण प्रकट देखाईला जहां करी आस्वादन आनंदित मोर मन नेत्र कर्ण युग्म जुड़ाईला ऐछे विचित क्रीड़ा करी तीरे आईला श्री हरि संगे लैया सब कांता गण गंध तैला मरदन आमली की उद्वर्तन सेवा करे तीरे सखी गण पुनरपि कैल स्नान शुष्क वस्त्र परिधान रत्न मंदिर कैलागमन वृंदाकृत संभार गंध पुष्प अलंकार वन्य वेश करिलार चन वृंदावन रम्य स्थान दिव्य चिंतामणि धाम रतन एनीवन नोस रतन मंदिर मनोहर आप्रित कालिंदिनी रे राजा हंस केली कोरे ताहे शोभे कनक कमल तार मध्य हेमा पीठ अष्टदले बेस्थित अष्टदले प्रधान नायिका तार मध्य रत्नासने बोसियाचे दुई जने श्याम संगे सुंदरी राधिका नरो रूप लावण्य राशि अमिया परिचे खासी हास्य परी हास संभाषणे नरोत्तम दास कोहे नित्य लीला सुख मोहे सदाई स्पुरु का मोरा माने हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो दिस इज फॉर relishing, my dear friends. Radha and Krishna, after having the most wonderful Rasa Leela, where Radha and Krishna are dancing and the Sakhis of Srimati Radharani are playing different musical instruments. There is Kartal, there is Mridanga, there is Veena, there are different musical instruments. And the expert Sakhis of Srimati Radharani, they are playing these instruments and they are singing also. And the entire forest of Vrindavan is beautifully decorated for the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. After enjoying for a full night of Brahma, for a long time, enjoying this Rasa dance, where Krishna is dancing to increase the pleasure of Srimati Radhikarani, and Srimati Radharani is dancing to increase the pleasure of Krishna. And seeing both of them enjoying, the Sakhis, the Gopis, the Manjaris, their joy knows no bounds. They are elated. And after that, they go to the Yamuna for a refreshing bath. And then the pastimes continue. Very beautiful way. So here we are chanting Vrindadevyashtakam by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Just see what Srila Chakravarti Pad is writing. Tvad agyaya, I'm forgetting that tune. Tvad agyaya pallava pushpa bhringa mrigadibhir madhava keli kunja madhvadibhir bhanti vibhushamana vrinde namaste charanaravindam. In the last verse that we read today, verse number 101, we read how Vrindadevi has arranged everything for Radha and Krishna's enjoyment. Shri Chakravarti Pad in Vrindadevi Ashtakam, glorifying Shri Vrindadevi Tulsi Maharani, is saying the same thing. Tvad agyaya, by your agya, under your guidance, the young gopis, the manjaris, have beautifully decorated the kunja. Tvad agyaya pallava pushpa bhringa mrigadibhir madhava keli kunja. For Madhava Keli, for the enjoyment of Krishna, the kunja has been decorated with different flowers and fruits. And madhvadibhir bhanti vibhushamana vrinde namaste charanaravindam. You are facilitating the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. I offer my obeisances to you. Tvadiyadyuttena nikunjayonu ratyutkayo keli vilasa siddhi tvatsauvagam kena niruchatam tad vrinde namaste charanaravindam. Vrindadevi, because you have become the messenger, Yuttena, you have become the messenger of Radha and Krishna. In the nikunjas, Radha and Krishna are able to enjoy so much. Keli vilasa siddhi, you are facilitating their enjoyment. In the Nikunjas of Vrindavan, I offer my obeisances to you. Rasa bhilasho vasatischa vrindavane tvadishangri saroja seva labhya chapumsam kripayata vaiva vrinde namaste charanaravindam. Rasa abhilasho, those who have the abhilasha, those who have the desire to enter the Rasa Leela and serve in the Rasa Leela. Rasa bhilasho vasatischa vrindavane tvadishangri saroja seva. To live in Vrindavan and to get service to the Ishangri saroja seva, to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, getting service, seva for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Labhya cha pumsam kripayatava. By your kripa, all the devotees will get this. They will get Vrajvas and they will get eternal service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And they will be able to serve in the Rasa Leela by your mercy, O Vrindadevi. And therefore, I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. Rasa abhilasho vasatischa vrindavane tvadishangri saroja seva labhya chapumsam kripayata vaiva vrinde namaste charanaravindam. So we should pray to Vrindadevi. We should pray to Srila Prabhupada. We should pray to Srila Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. We should pray to Rupa Manjari, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. We should pray to them. We should perform our bhajan nicely. We should serve Vaishnavas. And privately, we should relish all these wonderful pastimes that Srila Prabhupada has given to us through his Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have inherited them. They are our property. They are our property. But just like someone who has inherited billions and billions and billions of dollars has to first learn what is the value of money, how it is to be used, what is financial management, and what is this wealth meant for? What is the purpose? One has to understand all this, and only then one can start spending. One can start using that wealth. So this wealth belongs to us. It is our inheritance. Srila Prabhupada has given it to us. But we have to qualify ourselves. We have to qualify ourselves. So systematically, we have to study Srila Prabhupada's books. We have to gradually, systematically increase our Naam Bhajan, both the quantity and the quality, the depth and the quantity of chanting. We have to increase. We have to purify ourselves. We have to engage in the service of Vaishnavas. And then a day will come when we will be completely absorbed in, at every moment, we will be able to taste the nectar of Radha Madhav Leela. There will be no cessation. There will be no cessation, no interruption. That stage will come. Where we will have Nirantar Smaran. Continuously we will be able to remember. Nitya Leela Sukhamore Sadai Spuruka More. Sadai Spuruka. Not just like a flash of lightning. It comes and it goes. No. So Narottama Thakur is saying, Sadai Spuruka More Man. In my heart, in my mind, let the Nitya Leelas always play. Always play. And that stage will come. Our acharyas are proof that the process works, and we have to get there with our diligent efforts through Vaishnav Seva, through Naam Bhajan, and always expecting the mercy of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Chanting all these ashtakams, all these prayers, is a beautiful process of Krishna consciousness. We should practice it, and then success will be ours. I wanted to read something from Jaiva Dharma. This is Jaiva Dharma by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya. And it is translated by Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, who is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I would like to read chapter number 33, and then we will stop. This chapter tells us who Srimati Radharani is. In today's verses, we were reading about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but you must understand who Srimati Radharani is. So I would like to read this very beautiful chapter. So please listen attentively. This is chapter 33 of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma, entitled Madhurya Rasa, part 3 of chapter 33. After having taken a dip in the sacred lake of Indradumna Sarovar, Jagannathpuri, our Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath returned home and ate their noon prasadam together. Vrajanath then decided to visit Srila Haridas Thakur Samadhi, and in the meantime, Vijay Kumar went to the Radhakant Mandir, where he offered his prostrate obeisances to Srila Gopal Guru Goswami. So my dear friends, just yesterday was the appearance day of Srila Vakreshwar Pandit. Srila Vakreshwar Pandit, his disciple is Gopal Guru Goswami, Srila Gopal Guru Goswami. And Srila Gopal Guru Goswami, his disciple is Srila Dhyan Chandra Goswami. And Srila Dhyan Chandra Goswami writes that Sri Vakreshwar Pandit is an incarnation of Tunga Vidya Sakhi, one of the Ashta Sakhis. So Tunga Vidya Sakhi appeared in Gaur Lila as Vakreshwar Pandit, and his appearance day was yesterday. And his disciple Gopal Guru Goswami, he has his mutt in Jagannath Puri, where he continued the worship of Sri Vakreshwar Pandit's worshipable deities, Radha Kant. Can someone chant Hare Krishna for 1 minute? Let me take this call real quick.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. So, the worshipable deities of Sri Vakreshwar Pandit are Radha, Radha Kant. And they are being worshipped in Jagannath Puri in the mutt of Sri Gopal Guru Goswami. So, we'll continue reading. So, Vijay Kumar went to Radha Kant Mandir, where he offered obeisances to Srila Gopal Guru Goswami and sat in respectful expectation, waiting for a signal from his guru to speak. When Srila Gopal Guru Goswami was ready, Vijay Kumar spoke as follows. Gurudev, the daughter of Sri Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Srimati Radhika Rani, is the reigning mistress of my heart. My very life and soul are in her hands. Inexplicably, my heart melts at the very sound of her name. Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Krishna indeed is our sole refuge. Yet his pleasurable dalliances with Shri Radha are the most relishable spiritual pastimes. Narrations where Srimati Radhika is absent, although they may contain descriptions of Krishna, seem colorless to me. Hare Krishna. Let me show you one painting. Hare Krishna. See this painting of Radha and Krishna. Now, there was once a very great devotee in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and he was completely absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela. Continuously absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela. And he would be chanting Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radha, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Constantly chanting the names of Yugala Kishore. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore Jivane Marane Gati Yaranahi Mo. So one day, a Bhagavatam class was going on in Sri Vrindavan Dham on the 10th canto. And the pastime of Arishthasur was being described. That Arishthasur, bull demon, came. And how Krishna held him by his legs, his hooves, and was hitting him repeatedly, smacking him on the ground like a wet piece of rag. Like the dhobi would smash clothes on a rock. Krishna, with his little hands, Krishna was a young boy, maybe 10 years old. He just picked up Arishthasura and started smashing him. So this beautiful Leela from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was being discussed. And this devotee was sitting in the Bhagavatam class. And he became very disturbed by hearing this. So he got up and left. So all the devotees started criticizing him. What kind of a devotee he is. In the middle of Bhagavatam class, he is getting up and going, leaving. This is not good. So they complained to his guru that your disciple disrespected Srimad Bhagavatam. Because 10th canto discussion is going on. And he just got up and left. So his guru asked him, why did you leave? So this devotee who is always absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela, he said that I am meditating. Radha and Krishna are sitting on a beautiful swing. They're sitting on a beautiful swing and the Sakhis, the Manjaris are swinging the swing to and fro. Radha and Krishna are having a nice swing pastime. They're enjoying. And they are so busy looking at each other that we are offering them bhoga, but they don't have the time to take their eyes away from each other and looking at the bhoga and eating it. So we have to feed them. We have to feed them. We have to put tambul in their mouths like that. And Krishna very gently is holding the chin of Srimati Radharani. And in the Bhagavatam class, I heard that Krishna is holding the hard hooves of Arishthasura. Those hands which are holding the chin of Radharani, they are holding the hooves of Arishthasura. It was Rasabhas. I could not take it. How can those soft hands of Krishna, which touch the chin of Srimati Radhikarani, hold those hard hoofs of that Arishthasura? I don't want to hear that. So he was too absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela. So he got up and left. So therefore it is said, Purabe Purabe Sabha Bhagavat Ekaya Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Pigena Bhujaya. It is impossible to understand the heart of a Vaishnava. Very difficult. Why is it impossible to understand the heart of a Vaishnava? Because the Vaishnava knows Krishna. The Vaishnava knows Krishna. Guru knows Krishna. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi chudra ke na hai. Jai Krishna tattva veta se guru hai. So Guru knows Krishna tattva. Guru knows Krishna in tattva. And because Krishna is achintya. Advaitam achyutam anadi mananta rupam. Because Krishna is achintya. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadayvaridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Because Krishna is achintya gunaswarupam. Krishna is achintya. And the sadhu knows Krishna. Sadhu knows Krishna. Krishna is achintya. Therefore, the sadhu is also achintya. We cannot understand the sadhu because the sadhu is acting. Sadhu is a puppet in the hands of Krishna, and Krishna cannot be understood. Therefore, sadhu also cannot be understood. Therefore, Vaishnavara Kriyamudra, Vigyana Bhujaya. Even intelligent people cannot understand the activities of a pure devotee. So just wanted to bring that, make that point. The greatness of a devotee who is absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela. So Vijay Kumar is saying that same thing. Vijay Kumar is saying that Krishna indeed is our sole refuge. Yet his pleasurable dalliances with Sri Radha are the most relishable spiritual pastimes. Narrations where Srimati Radhika is absent, although they may contain descriptions of Krishna, seem colorless to me. Hare Krishna. Gurudev, may I frankly express something to you? I no longer feel like introducing myself as Vijay Kumar Bhattacharya. I enjoy thinking of myself solely as the Palya Dasi, the maid servant of Srimati Radhikarani. Entirely dependent upon Sri Radha's support. Another unique development that I find within myself is that I abhor discussing Vraja Leela with materially engrossed persons. I do not like to discuss Vraja Leela with materially engrossed persons. It should be Yad Vaishnavanam Priya. It should be discussed with Vaishnavas. Assemblies wherein persons speak without profound knowledge of rasa are unbearable to me. I feel the urge to get up and leave. So Vijay Kumar says this to Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami replies, certainly you are most fortunate, my dear Vijay Kumar. You are most fortunate. Until a person acquires such complete faith in his swaroop as a Vraja Gopi, he is not eligible to discuss the intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. That's why I did not read the translation because I am not qualified. Srila Gopal Guru Goswami, our Acharya, is saying, certainly you are most fortunate. Until and unless a person acquires such complete faith in his swaroop as a Vraja Gopi, he or she is not eligible to discuss the intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. What to speak of the Devas? Even Devis are not privileged to talk on such elevated topics. Hare Krishna. So Devas, the demigods may have Purusha Abhimana. Therefore, they are not qualified. But one may think that then the Devis, they are almost like Swarup Siddhi. They are already in a female body. So are they qualified? No, even they are not qualified. Unless and until one has complete faith in the Swarup as I am a Vraj Gopi. Naham vipro nachanarapatir napi vaishyo na shudro naham varani nachagrihapatir no vanastho yatirva kintu prodhyam nikhila parma ananda purnamritabdher gopi bharatu padakamalayor dasi dasi anudasi. Unless and until we have such faith in one Swarup as Vraj Gopi, one is not eligible to discuss intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. Not even the Devas, Devatas or the Devis, demigoddesses, they are also not qualified to discuss such elevated topics. Earlier, I spoke about the beloved consorts of Sri Krishna. Amongst all of them, Sarva Kanta Shiromani, Srimati Radha and Srimati Chandravali are the foremost. They both have millions of yuthas, of youthful gopis following them. Each of them have millions of yuthas and each yutha has a leader, Yutheshwari, following them. In the Maharasa Leela, countless millions of exquisitely beautiful gopis dance gracefully within the Rasa Mandala. Vijay Kumar said, Gurudev, let Chandravali have her millions and millions of yuthas, but kindly tell me the glories of Srimati Radharani. And so cleanse my contaminated heart and ears. As your surrendered disciple, I earnestly request you to fill my ears with his divine, with this divine rasa. Srila Gopal Guru Goswami said, ah, yes, between Radhika and Chandravali, Srimati Radha is Mahabhava Swarupa, the embodiment of the unsurpassable pinnacle of Mahabhava, Madanakya Mahabhava. Thus, she is superior in all respects to Chandravali. Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects to Chandravali. In fact, there is a pastime. No, there is only Radharani like Radharani. There is no one else like Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada has given us the service to Srimati Radharani. Radha Rasvihari, Radha Madhav, Radha Shyam Sundar. Srila Prabhupada has directly given us service of Srimati Radharani. And there is no one like Srimati Radharani. In fact, there is one pastime. Once Srimati Radharani was told by the Sakhis that actually some gopis are raising a doubt whether you are the most beautiful. Because they are saying that our Krishna has manifested a form called Mohini Murti. And it is said that this form of Krishna, Mohini Murti, is the most beautiful. Some competitive gopis are spreading these rumors. Oh, Srimati Radhika Rani. So what should we do? Srimati Radharani said that, okay, then let's have a beauty contest. So next time, that evening, when Krishna came to the Kunja, where he was supposed to meet with Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis, all the sakhis, ashtasakhis, and all the manjaris were there, the loyalists of Srimati Radharani, they were there. Radharani pretended to be in Maan. She pretended to be upset with Krishna, angry with Krishna. So Krishna said, what happened? What makes you angry? Why are you in Maan? I want to do Maan Bhanjan. I want to break your Maan. Tell me what I can do to please you. Srimati Radharani said that some gopis are spreading rumors that you have manifested your form as Mohini Murti, and that form is more beautiful than me. Is that true? If that is true, then why do you keep glorifying me as the most beautiful one? Stop doing that. So Krishna said, no, that is not true. That form of Mohini Murti is nothing compared to you, O Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani said, no, these gopis, rival gopis, they are saying that even Dhira, Lord Shiva, who is very Dhira, who is very self-controlled, who is Vijayatindriya, who has won over all his indriyas, all his senses are under control. Even he became divinely intoxicated by seeing the beauty of Mohini Murti. And he was running after Mohini Murti, which is your form. So you were able to attract even Lord Shiva. So now I have got to settle this dispute once and for all. I want you to manifest your form as Mohini Murti. And let all these gopis be the judge who is more beautiful. Whether I am more beautiful or you are more beautiful in the form of Mohini Murti. So Krishna agreed. And Krishna manifested his fully potent form as Mohini Murti. The most beautiful form as Mohini Murti. And in his full effulgence, full beauty, Krishna was standing as Mohini Murti in Sri Braj Dham. And Srimati Radharani was standing next to him. And all the gopis, all the sakhis, all the manjaris, Vrinda Devi, everyone they saw. And they said, oh, compared to Srimati Radharani's beauty, this Mohini Murti is nothing. In fact, Mohini Murti appears to be a shadow of Srimati Radharani. Mohini Murti appears to be the shadow of Srimati Radharani. So if there is someone very beautiful and then that person's shadow is there, we will not be attracted to the shadow. The real person is what attracts us. So Mohini Murti's beauty was like the shadow. And Srimati Radharani is all beautiful. So everyone gave a verdict that Srimati Radharani is the most beautiful. Her beauty is incomparable. So our Vijay Kumar is saying, Gopal Guru Goswami is saying that Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects to Chandrarani. The Shruti scripture, the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, has glorified her as Gandharva. Srimati Radharani's name is Gandharva. Therefore, we say Gandharvike. Gandharva is her name. The Rig Parishishtha, the final supplementary section of the Rig Veda, narrates how Madhav or Krishna becomes more resplendent in the company of Sri Radhika. The Padma Puran records the statement of Sri Narad Muni. Srimati Radhika's kunda is as precious to Krishna as Sri Radhika herself. And above all gopis, Sri Radha is Krishna's most beloved. What is Radha Tattva? The philosophical truth regarding Sri Radha. Srimati Radhika is the embodiment and vital soul of the Ladini Shakti of Sri Krishna, which is the topmost amongst all his potencies. Vijay Kumar replied, "This spiritual instruction is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In truth, what is the swarup of Srimati Radhika?" Srila Gopal Guru Goswami replies, "Dear most Srimati Radhika, the daughter of Sri Vishwabhanu Maharaj, is Sushthu Kanta Swarupa, constantly served and decorated by 16 Shringar, 16 excellences of beauty, and 12 Abharanas or embellishments." Vijay Kumar asked, "What is the meaning of Sushthu Kanta Swarupa?" Sri Gopal Guru Goswami replied, "Possessing unsurpassable beauty, Radhika does not need any beauty aids, any makeup, any jewelry to enhance her exquisite features. Her hair cascades in curly locks around a lovely, expressive lotus-like face that is beautified with large, elongated lotus eyes. The proportions of her body are perfect. Her nails glow like lustrous moonstone gems. She is the perfection of unmatched sublime beauty." Vijay Kumar asks, "What are the 16 different Shringars?" Sri Gopal Guru Goswami says, "An elaborate bath, the brilliant gem on her nose ring, Nasagra Mukta, a blue sari, Neelambara Dhara Radha, the sash around her waist, plaited curly locks, dangling earrings, sandalwood paste smeared upon her body, flower arrangements in her hair, which is done by the Manjari maid servants, a fine garland, which is made by the Manjaris, a lotus flower joyfully in her hand, chewing betel leaf, a dot of kasturi musk upon her chin, kajal, mascara around her eyes, colorful designs painted upon her cheeks, the gopi dots, feet painted with the red alta tint." So you can see it here. Look at Srimati Radharani's beautiful lotus. That is the alta. "And her brow decorated with tilak are the 16 Shringars shining with divine splendor upon the person of Sri Radha." Vijay Kumar asks, "What are the 12 Abharanas?" We are almost done. I know it is 12 o'clock. Give me 2 minutes. Srila Gopal Guru Goswami says, "Fabulously precious gems in her crown, golden earrings, a bejeweled girdle around her waist, a gem-studded golden locket around her neck, her upper ears pierced with golden studs, a choker around her throat, a variety of sparkling rings upon her fingers, a necklace with star designs, waistbands, armlets, gem-studded ankle belts, and toe rings are the 12 Abharanas basking in the resplendent beauty of Srimati Radhikarani." So these ornaments are basking in her beauty. Final questions. Vijay Kumar asks, "Gurudev, what are the principal attributes of Srimati Radhika?" Sri Gopal Guru Goswami describes, "The queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika Rani, is like Krishna, the treasure trove of endless excellences. The most prominent, there are endless qualities. The most prominent qualities are 25 and they are as follows. Number one, Madhurya. She is sweetness personified. Extremely lovely to behold. Number two, Nava Vayaha. She blossoms with the fresh youthfulness of adolescence. Three, Chala Apanga. She has bright restless eyes, Ujjwala Smita. Constantly a soft, tender smile plays on her lips. Number 5. Charu Saubhagya Rekha Adya. Beautiful, auspicious signs and lines mark her body. 6. Gandha Unmadita Madhava. Her bodily fragrance enchants Madhav, Krishna. 7. Sangeeta Prasara Abhignya. She is an expert musician and singer. 8. Ramya Vak. She is practiced in the art of pleasing conversation. No one can speak like Srimati Radharani. Number 9. Narma Pandita. She possesses sparkling feminine wit and humor. She is also very witty and humorous. 10. Vinita. She is very modest and gentle by her nature. She doesn't brag. She is not proud. 11. Karuna Purna. She is full of mercy. Karuna Kurumai. Karuna Karite. She is Karuna Purna. She is full of compassion and mercy. 12. Vidagdha. She is extremely intelligent and transcendentally cunning. Hare Krishna. Krishna needs that. Number 13. Patava Anvita. She is expert in performing her duties. 14. Lajja Shila. She is very shy. 15. Sumaryada. She is always respectful. 16. Dhairya. She is patient and calm and able to tolerate pain and suffering. 7. Gambhirya Shalini. She is grave and sober. You are reading the Gambhira Leela of Mahaprabhu. 18. Suvilasa Priya. She relishes pastimes and is expert in enjoying such pastimes. 19. Mahabhava Parama Utkarsha Tarshini Yukta. She is situated in the topmost level of Mahabhava, called Madanakya Mahabhava, and always desirous to experience this Mahabhava. 20. Gokula Prem Vasati. She is embodiment of love of Vraja Prem. And she evokes spontaneous love in the residents of Vraja also. So all the Vrajavasis are getting their love from Srimati Radharani. 21. Jagat Shreni Lasad Vasaha. She is the most famous devotee throughout the creation. Srimati Radharani ki chai. 22. Gurvar Pita Snehaspad. She is very affectionate to her elders and always receives their affection. 23. Sakhi Pranayita Vasha. She is controlled by the love and affection of her girlfriends. Just see. Srimati Radharani is so great, but still she is Sakhi Pranayita Vasha. She is under the Vasha. She is under the control of the love of her Sakhis and Manjaris. Srimati Radharani. That is her quality. Her eternal quality. She is under the control of her Sakhis. So who wants to become a Sakhi of Srimati Radharani? Hare Krishna. 24. Krishna Priya Avali Mukhya. She is the chief gopi. She is the chief gopi. Sarvakanta Shiromani. And the most beloved of Krishna. Krishna Priya. She is Krishna Priya. And 25. Santata Ashrava Keshavaha. She always keeps Keshav, Krishna, under her control. She always controls Krishna. Vijay Kumar replies, I wish to learn in detail the beautiful, auspicious signs and lines that mark the transcendental body of Srimati Radhikarani. Srila Gopal Guru Goswami says, the Varaha Samhita, Jyotish Shastra, Kashi Khanda of the Skanda Puran, Matsya Puran and Garuda Puran have presented the following descriptions of Srimati Radharani's auspicious signs and lines. Upon the sole of Srimati Radhikarani's left lotus foot, there are, number one, at the base of her big toe, of the left foot, is the auspicious mark of Yava or Barleycorn. Number two, Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra, which is always eager to give protection to the devotees. Sudarshan Chakra, who in Vrindavan Dham protected Ambarish Maharaj from the anger of Durvas Muni, is present on the sole of the lotus left foot of Srimati Radharani. Sudarshan Chakra, who we see when we take darshan of Jagannath Balya Subhadra Sudarshan. Sudarshan is under the lotus, has taken shelter under the lotus left foot of Srimati Radharani. Number 3, a lotus flower at the base of the middle toe. Number 4, a flag, Jayapatak. Number 5, a banner below that. Number six, Urdhva Rekha, a line beginning right of the middle toe and extending up to the middle of the sole. And Ankush, elephant goad at the base of her little toe. Everything has meaning. All these signs have meaning behind them, but we have run out of time. So I will just... Upon the sole of her right foot, there is a conch shell, a fish, a chariot above that fish, an altar thrown for worship, a mountain, a coil of an earring, a mace, and a spear-like Shakti symbol. And then her palms are the signs on her palms are described, right and left palm. It's very beautiful. Thus, on the sole of the left foot, there are seven signs. On the sole of the right lotus foot, there are eight signs. On the palm of the left lotus hand, 18 signs. On the palm of the right lotus hand, 17 signs. Therefore, all together, 7 plus 8 plus 18 plus 17. There are 50 auspicious marks and lines on the transcendental divine body of Srimati Radharani. Vijay Kumar says, are any of these attributes possible in another person other than Srimati Radharani? Sri Gopal Guru Goswami replies, these attributes are present in minute degrees in the Jiva and manifest to a higher degree in the Devas and the Devis. But they are in absolute fullness only in Srimati Radhika. Sri Radhika's every attribute is supramundane, and such attributes can never exist purely or completely in those souls conditioned by material nature. What to speak of those in the mundane creation? Not even Parvati, the consort of Shiva, and Gauri, the consort of Lord Narayan, possess any of these attributes, either to perfection or to an absolute degree. Vijay Kumar says, yes, truly Srimati Radhika's unsurpassable beauty and super excellent attributes are inconceivable. Her mercy alone can endow one with the ability to perceive them. Sri Gopal Guru Goswami says, how can words describe Srimati Radharani's beauty and excellences? Even Krishna is enchanted by them. How can they be compared to anything else? Hare Krishna. So, this chapter goes on. It's very, very beautiful. But of course, we have run out of time. So, I will stop here. But suffice it to say, there is no one like Srimati Radharani. And this Rasa Leela is not a pastime of this material world. It cannot be. We saw so many reasons why it cannot be. Because Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Rasa Leela that we are discussing in Chaitanya Charitamrita today, it did not take place in the material body. It took place in spiritual bodies. So it was not an ordinary pastime. It is described that... Anyway, there is another pastime, but we have run out of time. But I will stop here because it is 12:10. So, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful, beautiful session. It was very nicely presented, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Really loved the conversation that you were mentioning, Vijay Kumar's conversation, and the actual mood in which Rasa Leela must be seen, so beautifully covered. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very grateful to you for covering these verses. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Dandavat,
Pranam.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhu. You know, we tried our best to bring these verses to your class. And we are so happy the way you covered these verses. Nobody else could have done the way you did it. So really, really indebted to you, Prabhu. I know with the blessings of your Gurudev and with the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas, with your wittiness, with your presence of mind, the way you covered these verses is really commendable, Prabhu. I really appreciate and really, really grateful to you. Thank you so much. And thank you for singing them so melodiously in such a beautiful tune of Vrindavan Ramya Sthana. So glories to you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kirtha Sundari Mataji and Prithi Vilasini Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Anuradha Mataji, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I was not able to unmute. Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhu. I have a few questions. I mean, they are one into another. First of all, Prabhu, you said that was Shri Gopal Guru Goswami into Samadhi, you said? Was it his Samadhi or he was speaking in person, Prabhu? I got a little confused. Sorry about that.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this Jaiva Dharma almost in the form of the pattern of a novel.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is that this is Samadhi Bhasha. Just like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about the parikrama that Sri Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Jiva Goswami on. So this is Samadhi Bhasha, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Samadhi, in his deep meditation, he is bringing out these pastimes. So as far as Jaiva Dharma is concerned, Vijay Kumar is talking directly to Gopal Guru Goswami, Sakshat. So it's not Samadhi, it's a direct conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Correct.
Thank you, Prabhu. So he was a disciple of Bhakreshwar Pandit, Sri Guru? Or
yes.
He was, okay. So Prabhu, here, I mean, because the subject is such and I'm not qualified to ask, please forgive me if I'm getting into wrong area. And so please, so you have all the right to answer or not answer my question. But, the thing is like, so when, as you said in the beginning, we can discuss this amongst qualified devotees. How does one know that he is qualified or not, he or she is qualified or not?
Once Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, that was asked, how do we know crossed platform of Anartha Nivritti? Maharaj replied in his humility, one should never think crossed the stage of Anartha. So how will we know?
Your voice is breaking, Prabhu. We cannot hear you.
Oh, sorry.
It was coming.
Is it better now?
Yes.
So I was saying that once Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was asked, how will we come to know that we have crossed Anartha Nivritti? So Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj replied that we should never think that we have crossed Anartha Nivritti. So that way we have to always remain humble. Now, when will we come to know that we have become qualified to discuss all these pastimes? There are some parameters that we should check. Ajamil performed bhajan for 12 years after he had darshan of Vishnudutas and he was saved from the Yamdutas. He performed bhajan for 12 continuous years. So we are all like Ajamil. So we should at least make sure that 12 years we have been absolutely celibate with our body and with our mind. At least 12 years we should maintain celibacy before trying to read these pastimes. Number one. Number two, we should have no desire other than attaining the service of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We should not have other aspirations. I want this. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. We have to try to make that the mission statement of our life. The fourth verse of Shikshashtakam. And we should be fixed up in our bhajan. Every day, not one day should pass when we are not doing Brahma Murti Japa. We should never be sleeping between 4 and 6 a.m. This is Vaidhi Bhakti. This is very basic. This is not something very high. This is basic. Absolutely basic. All our acharyas have done that. This is not something new. Absolutely. This is basic Vaidhi Bhakti. Before we go into Raganuga Bhakti. So So we have to have diligent morning program, diligent sadhana, and we should follow the four regulative principles very, very strictly. If we are not able to follow the four regulative principles, there is no question of trying to read these pastimes. So this is the criteria for ourselves. Secondly, we will come to know that we can read when our Gurudev tells us to, when our Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru tells us to, or whichever devotee we are under their guidance. If they give us the blessings to read, then we should read. Then we should read. So there are internal criteria and there's external criteria. Internally, we should evaluate ourselves, whether we are following the four regulative principles, whether we are chanting our rounds, we are having a strict morning program. And externally, Guru, who is an external manifestation of Krishna in our life, externally, Sri Guru will also advise us to read these books. So one should explicitly ask one's Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, may I read these sections now? May I start reading Ujjwal Neelamani? May I read this? May I read that? May I read Geet Govind? We should ask. We should not do without asking. We should not be independent. So does that help, Mataji?
Definitely, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. The question, like how Bijay Kumar was saying, right? He was definitely in the roop, you know, Raganuga Bhakti, the mood he was expressing, right? What I understand.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and then he is saying that, you know, he does not feel like, if I heard you correctly, Prabhu, sorry, correct me if I'm going wrong. He was saying that, you know, he doesn't feel like listening to any mundane talk and all that stuff, right? Anything mundane thing is bothering. Sometimes, I mean, suppose somebody is in a grihastha ashram and they are practicing all this thing, they do have to listen to mundane thing also. And if they get agitated with it, so am I able to tell what, I mean, I don't know, am I able to express what I'm saying? Suppose somebody is in a Raganuga Bhakti and is in a grihastha ashram, and staying in a grihastha ashram, they have to deal with the material things too. And while dealing with the material things, if they get agitated, like, oh, this is not about Krishna, I don't feel like listening, and they react in a certain way. So how does it work, Prabhu? I don't know if I made myself clear. Can I? If not, then I can repeat myself.
It is like saying that, what if a millionaire has a unpaid loan of $10? It's not possible. How can a Raganuga Bhakta be engaged in mundane talk? It's self-contradictory. How can a millionaire have an unpaid loan of $10? It's not possible. So one may be a grihastha, one may be in any ashram. But to say that one is in the platform of Raganuga Bhakti means one has risen above all that. So whether they are grihastha, even Maharaj Pratap Rudra was grihastha. Even Ambarish Maharaj was a grihastha. Even Ramananda Rai was a grihastha. So grihastha ashram is no excuse or no license. Whatever ashram we are in, a devotee is completely absorbed. Completely absorbed.
Prabhu, I was saying not the person talking, the person in Raganuga Bhakti, not that person discussing. Somebody else. And you are into a situation, that person might be self-realized and, you know, into Raganuga Bhakti, but the husband or the wife or the child may not be. So when they talk about things and this person is put into that situation, am I making more sense, Prabhu?
Yes. But that is like the lotus above water. The lotus is not affected by it. The pure devotee, a person who is practicing Raganuga Bhakti, is not affected. Somebody may come and say anything. Srila Prabhupada had Sakshat Darshan of Krishna when he was in Jhansi on Janmashtami night. Srila Prabhupada was doing kirtan all alone, and Krishna appeared to him and garlanded him with a garland of Kadamba flowers, which are very dear to Srimati Radharani, because the color of Kadamba flowers resembles the color of Srimati. So Krishna personally came and garlanded Srila Prabhupada, gave Sakshat Darshan. Srila Prabhupada had tears streaming down his eyes. He was dancing, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. That was Srila Prabhupada in Jhansi. When he was managing League of Devotees. Then he becomes a Jagat Guru. He becomes a, you know, founder Acharya of ISKCON. And he is living with the hippies. Do you think Prabhupada was not exposed to mundane talk? He was exposed to hippie talk. So Prabhupada was not affected by that at all. So we may see our Guru Varga, our Gurujan, going and giving a class in some corporate headquarters. Have you seen?
Yes,
Facebook or Google or HSBC bankers. So a pure devotee may go and give a class in British Parliament or here and there, may meet heads of state. that doesn't affect. That's like the pure devotee is like the lotus flower above water. All the muck is, although he's pankaja, he is born in panka, in mud, but he is above. The lotus is above, untouched. He's untouched by that mud. So let anybody speak anything they want. Internally, the bhajan doesn't stop. Internally, the chintan doesn't stop. Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupanam Nam Pratikshana Swadanalo Lupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanar. Internally, at every moment, Pratikshana Aswadan is tasting Shri Radhika Madhava Leela Guna Rupa, the form, the beauty, the pastimes, the name of Radha Madhava internally. Externally, people may talk anything, but the person is in this world but not of this world. Is that okay, Mataji?
Perfect, Prabhu. You know, the thing was like, you know, between preaching and Raghavanuga Bhakti, it's always contradict my mind because you are at such a level that you have so much of emotion inside you, and then how do you preach? But yeah, speaking of Prabhupada, it makes complete sense because he's a living example for us. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very grateful to you. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Jai Shilaka. Parima Mataji?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for this nectarian class. Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, I had this thing, you just spoke about Samadhi Bhasha. And some gopis, who were gopis during the time of Krishna, were the yogis in Dandakaranya forest.
Yes.
So then Prabhuji, can yogis attain this kind of samadhi? What's the difference between the samadhi attained by yogis who eventually do bhakti or and the samadhi attained by Vaishnavas and Bhaktas? I mean, I just was confused about this point.
Yes. So, Garga Samhita talks about different types of gopis. The samadhi bhasha that I was talking about, Mataji, Parima Mataji, is the revelation that a pure devotee gets in their heart when they are meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That is Samadhi Bhasha. My point was that when the conversation between Vijay Kumar and Gopal Guru Goswami took place, that was several centuries before Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So how could Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur know what conversation transpired between Jiva Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu or between Gopal Guru Goswami and Vijay Kumar, for example? That is called Samadhi Bhasha. In their Samadhi, these things are revealed to them. So that is different from the rishis and the munis who are practicing the path of mystic yoga or Ashtanga yoga and trying to achieve the stage of Samadhi. That is different. In our scriptures, it is mentioned that there was once a tapasvi whose name was Ugratapa. This Ugratapa meditated on the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, for many, 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 many thousands of years. It is mentioned that as long as 100 kalpas, one kalpa is a day of Brahma, so many kalpas, he continued performing his sadhana. And then when Krishna gave him darshan, he said, Krishna, I want to embrace you in the Rasa Leela. That is my aspiration. For that, I have been doing bhajan. Then Krishna granted it. And then in the next kalpa, every day of Brahma, Krishna appears once. Krishna appeared and this Ugratapa, Tapasvi, he appeared as Sunanda Gopi. He was the son of a Gopa called Sunanda and his daughter was Sunanda Gopi. He became Sunanda Gopi and he was able to enter the Rasa Leela. So this is how long it takes for those who practice tapasya, who practice austerities. And on the other hand, we were talking about the Samadhi Bhasha of our devotees, how Sanatana Goswami understood the conversation that took place between Uttara and Parikshit Maharaj, which is Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a conversation. So how did Sanatana Goswami come to know 500 years ago what was spoken 5000 years ago between Parikshit Maharaj and his mother Uttara, just before he left his body? That is called Samadhi Bhasha. Sanatana Goswami in his Samadhi understood, it was revealed to him. And then he writes it down as Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Does that make sense, Madhuri? That is Samadhi Bhasha. And this is the path of practicing Ashtanga Yoga or meditation or tapasya, like the rishis and munis of Dandakaranya forest who saw Lord Ramchandra and they wanted to have Madhurya Leela with the Supreme Lord, and they came as Vraj Gopis. Then there are Shrutichari Gopis also. The Upanishads and the Shrutis, they came as Gopis. So that is different. Is that okay, Matri? Pari Matri, is that making sense to you? Pariya Mataji is still there. Hari Leela Shakti Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes,
last question.
Yes, Prabhuji, I understood. Sorry, I couldn't unmute, so I couldn't reply, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hari Leela Mataji, we can have the last question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. I wanted to ask, there is a difference between sadhana siddha bhaktas and kripa siddha bhaktas. So what is the difference? Kripa siddha, they get the mercy by the mercy. So can you just clear on that point?
Yes, Mataji. So sadhana siddha bhaktas, there are three types of devotees. There is sadhana siddha bhakta, there is nitya siddha bhakta, and there is kripa siddha bhakta. So nitya siddha bhaktas are eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. As far as the gopis are concerned, they are the amsha. They are the fragmental parts of Srimati Radharani. They are expansions of Srimati Radharani. All the ashtasakis, all the manjaris, who are nitya siddhas of Srimati Radharani, they are actually an expansion of Srimati Radharani's love. And they're assisting Radharani in her loving pastimes with Krishna. So they are nitya siddhas. They never forget Radha and Krishna. They are never under the influence of the three modes of material. They are never under the influence of law of karma. Nitya Siddhas. Srila Prabhupada is a Nitya Siddha. They come down. They may come to the material world occasionally, but they come on a mission when Krishna sends them. So Nitya Siddhas are extremely rare. Nitya Siddhas are extremely, extremely rare. Extremely rare. Like Srila Prabhupada is the only Acharya who created history. First Acharya to spread Krishna consciousness so widely. Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Binanahi Tara Pravartana. Srila Prabhupada is a live example of this, is a best example of this. So devotees like Srila Prabhupada, who are Nitya Siddhas, who don't have a previous birth in the material world, they are Nitya Siddhas. Sadhana Siddhas are like Ugratapa. We just heard the story of Ugratapa, how he performed such bhajan. And through bhajan, tapasya, austerities, after a long time, he entered the Ras Leela. That is sadhana siddha. And then there is a category of devotees who are kripa siddha. If you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, see Chaitanya Bhagavat, see Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is walking on the streets of Navadvip and he asks, who is that? Oh, that is a Muslim dhobi of Srivast Thakur. Hey Krishna Prem. Hey Krishna Prem. That dhobi who had never chanted Hare Krishna suddenly is dancing in Krishna Prem. He's taking bath in the river in the forest and some elephants are bathing. And Mahaprabhu will take some river water and splash on the elephant. The elephants are standing, dancing in ecstasy. Krishna, Krishna. They got Krishna. So this is Kripa Siddha. This is a special situation. And Mahaprabhu comes in this material world. So there is Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So Prabhuji, we will get Kripa of Mahaprabhu if we are not so good in Vaidhi.
You have already got Kripa of Mahaprabhu. I can see the effulgence, the halo behind your head and your nice, wonderful smile.
That is right.
You have already got Kripa. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Yeah. Stop here.
Amadaki Mataji, please take over.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji, for very enlightening and Nectarian class today. We are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. And we can, by your permission, we can end the call. Vacha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu vyayoja patitanam pavane yo vaishnabhyo namo Srila Prabhu Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace, Adi Ganadhan Das Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.